Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Sanctuary. I'm your host, Minister Tracy McKelvin, bringing you a word of encouragement for times like these. I just want to say to everyone this morning, as a mantra that I just put out this week, stop giving credit to your struggle and know who is your strength. I'll say that again. Stop giving credit to your struggle and know who is your strength. This morning I'm going to talk about the joy of the Lord. And before we go in, I'd like to offer up a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we glorify you today, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your word, which is rich and pure and strength to us, and we embrace it today, and we walk therein. So, Father, as we go forth, I ask you to decrease us and increase your spirit in us, so that we may understand and comprehend and grab hold to everything that you have for us in your word and know your will. And I thank you for it again today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This morning I'm going to talk about the joy of the Lord. The scripture text is Nehemiah 8, verses 9 and 10. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, again, I will say to you, stop giving credit to the struggle and know who your strength is. In this scripture text, what was going on was there was a day of feasting and thanksgiving to God and rejoicing in his mercies. And so even though the days were fasting were holy unto God, in general, those days, they didn't understand why, really. They didn't understand the sense of the day. They didn't grab hold to why should they rejoice, because the struggle was real. I mean, first of all, who could truly obey the commands that was written by Moses at that time without seeing always present? So they would grieve about that. They didn't really find much into praising God. They were more sorrowful people, but really because of their disobedience. And so it was always constantly reminded of them why they were disobedient. But at this time, Nehemiah brought it upon himself to let them know, this time, don't be sorrowful about it. Don't be mourning about it. Understand that what you are looking for is the joy of the Lord. In order to have the joy of the Lord, you got to have strength in your days. You got strength during the struggle. Don't be proclaiming to be weak during your struggles. Proclaim to be strong. So therefore, your goal is to reach the joy of the Lord. And when you know that there's joy on the other end of something, you will mainly rejoice, or you'll be looking for something. It's just like you going to work every day knowing at the end of the week you're going to get a paycheck, or the end of the month, or biweekly. However, you go to work. And what we normally do, we complain, oh, gosh, I got to get up and go to work in the morning. I'm so tired of going to work. I just really don't feel like going to work. But when Friday comes, you'll find a smile, or you'll find rejoicing somewhere in your loins, because you know you're going to get paid for your week of labor. And that's basically what has happened here. They are now beginning to understand why they are going through their struggles, because they are obtaining the joy of the Lord at the end of it. So what we have to do in our daily journey of life, we know that the trials, we know the tribulation, we know that they are going to come. But what we got to do is look for the end result, and that's God's joy. When you obey his will, know that your flesh is your biggest enemy because it wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to murmur. It wants to complain. It wants to find another way out rather than just submitting to the will of the Lord and follow through so you can gain his joy at the end. You know, I was sitting here last week and I was thinking about, oh my goodness, all this stuff that I have to deal with. My plate is full. And that's when the scripture came to me. Oh, well, first, the little mantra the Holy Ghost spoke to me when he says, stop embracing that struggle and know who your strength is. Stop complaining. Stop worrying about what's before you right now because it's only there for a reason. It's something I'm trying to get you to. But you are complaining, so you're staying within what it is till you get an understanding. And that's the way our trials and tribulations come. They come for us to get an understanding why we should not stay in the place that we are and let the thing that we are struggling against consume us. Who wants to be consumed by a struggle? Who wants to be consumed by a trial? I sure don't, because what normally happens when I do that is that I set myself up for failure. I set myself up to be stagnated. I set myself up to remain in a place just like the children of Israel walking around that same mountain for 40 years. Because why? I won't grab hold to what God's revelation is for my life. I won't grab hold to the will of God for my life. So once I grab hold to the will of God, the old thing dies away and then things that he's destined for me become new. That's what happened to the children of Israel. As they continue to walk around the mountain, they continue to murmur and complain. God was allowing the old heads, the ones that kept up stuff, the messy ones, the instigators, the one talking about we don't have no meat, the one that talks about we don't have no bread, the ones that talk about we don't have no water, Moses, you brought us out of this to suffer. All that, the ones that do all of that, he allowed the whole infected party to continue to walk around that mountain till the old heads died away. Then he said he would take them over to a land of plenty where you still had some of those heads. They weren't the old heads, but you had some of those heads that were still holding on to the traditions of men or the things that was left behind, what their mama said or what their daddy said. So when Moses sent Joshua and Caleb into the land to spy, the land of milk and honey, into Canaan, to spy out what was over there and come back with a report, and when some of those that came back with reports said, we can't go over there, the people too big, they'll kill us. You had some in there that had already grabbed hold onto what God was trying to do, and that was Joshua and Caleb. And so they were able to enter in after all the old heads, including Moses, had died away with their frustrations and their complaints, and they went over and subdued the land and enjoyed the milk and the honey. But did the struggle stop? No, the struggle did not stop. It continued, and that's what's happening here, that you still have those who have the generational curses or traditions of men from their forefathers, and they still want to hold on to that stuff and poison themselves and not reach the joy of the Lord. So I encourage you this morning to cancel out the assignment of the enemy back five generations. From your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, and those beyond. Cancel them out. Say, look, you know what? I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new to me. And so, therefore, I am going to do as the Word of God says, wherever so my feet may trod, thereto I shall possess. I'm going to possess the land as a legacy for my children's children. I'm going to go forth not murmuring, not complaining, not giving credit to the struggle, but giving credit to the one who gives me strength to go through the struggle. And I am going to reach the joy of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I have enjoyed this morning. This has been a lesson for me today. as well. It has encouraged me today as well, because I have been giving credit to my struggle. But now that I know the revelation and the truth about why I'm in my struggle, I'm going to go forth looking forward to the joy of the Lord. So as you go today to your place of worship, go in peace, go in love, lift your heads up, lift your hands up, lift your hands up rejoicing, lift your head up in confidence in the will of the Father, and stand therefore within, knowing that he's got you. Like the kids say, he got me. He's got you. He knows that you need joy in your life. And believe me, once you don't give credit to the struggle, you'll see how quickly your joy will come. Have a blessed morning. Stay in his peace. Stay in his comfort. And know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I pray for you today, and I'll see you next week. Lord, be his willing.